pinky toe looking the way it's looking over there.
You don't do her.
Fuck. That's the only goddamn toe they got some goddamn paint on it. And it's the fucked up one. And trying to talk. Humble yourself. Humble yourself. Humble yourself.
Why would you say that?
Humble yourself. That's what you do with yourself. I ain't never been a sad type nigga. I don't know. Because maybe like I just.
You got time today?
I got time.
Damn.
I got time. As a woman, why you feel like you gotta go back and forth for the nigga?
Cause I can, cause I stand on business.
She said she stand on business.
She said she
ain't standing that tall. Yeah,
I'm still tall, nigga.
It's a parade inside my city. Yeah.
Welcome back to the podcast of Young Funny and Black. We your host, man.
Girl, stop playing with me.
To my left,
Big Mari.
If I ball your lips up,
to my right,
Big Mari, the
ball your lips up. Don't worry about it. I'm calling people. You going to jail.
You too.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Huh? Mm-hmm. This ain't about
me. this ain't about me.
I'm just here, bro.
this is not about me.
I'm the victim right now. Here she go. Huh?
What you about to say, bro?
I was gonna tell them just to tap in with Pacificence.
Go get it, bro.
You know what I'm saying? That's all I really care.
Go get it, bro.
To calm your nerves.
And if you're not a blunt smoker, they got the pre-roll.
You heard what they just said? If you're not a blunt smoker, they have pre-roll.
And if you don't smoke at all, they have gummies.
If you're not a blunt smoker, they have pre-rolls.
Why are you howling?
And they got gummies.
People here.
For the foodies out there,
For the foodies,
for the foodies out there, if you like to eat it, they got it for you.
For the eaters, you already told us you like to eat groceries. So what the hell they eat? You know,
and toss salads,
huh?
That's what he said.
That's not everybody. First,
we
just
say it.
Okay, I just want to.
We said it.
I mean, shit. Why would I deny it if it's true? Let me stop.
Tyreek.
How y'all doing?
Hey, man.
She's just a blessing to be here, dog.
Hey, man.
It is. On this wonderful Sabbath day.
Ooh.
The day we supposed to rest, but I had to work today.
Ooh. And you in here grinding.
I was.
Don't stop.
Off the clock.
Mm.
Outside, back on the clock again. Mm. And then outside again. Then back on the clock. And then handling business.
I know that shit
tired.
Right. I know that shit right.
I'm living though.
What's the go-to drink as white when you outside?
What happened?
What's the go-to drink when you outside?
I don't know. I don't like that drinking shit.
Mm.
I will though, but I. So oh, I wouldn't okay, really. Okay. No, go to drink. Like, I need a menu. I got to look through. I got to see what you have. Choices, and then I got to read what's in them choices. And then that'd be me. Whatever sound good, I want that. It'd whatever like got that. Clear in it, that's what I want.
Sometimes you got to stray that line though.
Yeah, that dark shit. That's that ball here.
What's your drunk name?
I ain't got no drunk
name. Wait, what you mean?
What's your drunk name?
What's your what's drunk your, name?
What is your drunk name? You got to give me an example.
Nice. My drunk name might be Miel.
Yeah.
You about to piss me off. That's really bad.
That's like
what's your drunk name?
I don't have no drunk name.
Cinco de Mayo. Everybody had a drunk name. Now don't nobody got a drunk name. Nobody got a drunk name. What was your who was you on Cinco de Mayo? Because you wasn't you told me your name was something. What was your name on Cinco de Mayo?
I said that.
Yeah. Wow. I said that.
Probably
liquor speaking.
Probably Maria.
Maria.
It was probably that.
Maria.
I ain't got no drunk name, though. I'm not finna go out drunk. Miguel. And then that's what I go by in public.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna do that.
Ah, Miguel.
Miguel. Hey, Miguel. How's it been?
Man. Bro. Hey. But with that being said, though, we is back.
With another one.
Not you reintroduce us. I thought you introduced us.
You just did that shit, bro?
He did.
For real, though?
Yeah.
I did.
I was in my phone.
Introduced him to who?
But we still back, though. We still back. It's your boy, Miguel. We is back in the flesh. We here, dog. We got there. Hey, we just having a good time. We here. If you ain't already, make sure you go subscribe, like, comment. I don't give a fuck what you do. Mm. But just make sure you heal.
Make sure you tap in. Just make sure you heal. Yeah. And you know what's crazy? They watching us in 4K.
Just make sure you heal.
Niggas ain't doing that for real.
Because this is where you need to be at the end of the day.
Right.
You feel me? It's a lot of motion. It's a lot of shit going on.
Right. Mm.
Mm-mm. It's a lot of shit going on.
Let me ask y'all this. Because people in the frenzy, you know the girls like to tussle on the internet for some reason. Everybody be offended.
Yeah, they'll buy your lips up.
Everybody.
They'll buy your lips up.
They got Sexy Red performing at the high school. Yeah, she did. And people feel like that she shouldn't be performing at the high school because it's vocal language. Well, let me tell you something, man.
The people above that shit is not going to invite nobody that they know the kids is not listening to. So it's not like it's nothing they ain't already exposed to.
Right. Like, man, we knew y'all was fucking in middle and high school.
Sexy.
You feel what I'm saying?
Hey,
you trying to see what's up, Ski?
Let me tell you something, dog. At the end of the
day, have a great time. What y'all mad at?
We not really giving a fuck. Because, bro, you got to think, kids out here listening to worse.
Facts.
They out here doing worse.
You
feel me? Check them young niggas.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I don't see what the uproar is about. I mean, I guess as a parent or whatever, they might not have been appropriate. And I don't think it was appropriate, but it's like,
what can you really say? What can you really do?
I mean, shit now. If them kids had
a good time,
that's all that matters.
Because I promise you.
They were safe.
If they would have bought somebody.
They had a mini concert for free.
And if they would have brought somebody garbage and had a terrible time, then what?
Exactly.
Now your child is.
They just don't be wanting to see folks win. But Sexy is vulgar. But it's like, shit, they listening to it here.
Right.
It's out there.
Sexy. Let me tell you something. Bro. Let me tell you something.
Exactly.
But like I say though, them motherfuckers, bro, they listening to the worst shit. They doing worse shit. So what the hell are we complaining about Sexy for?
For real.
If you ain't spend the money for them to see it.
You like
my
voice?
You feel me?
It's are you on?
Yeah.
Sexy. This ain't that way till I'm tweaking on your phone. Yeah. Fuck, nigga.
What have you tweaking on the phone?
Huh?
What would have you tweaking on the phone?
What have me tweaking on the phone? No communication. That'd have me tweaking.
No communication.
No communication would have me tweaking on your ass, bro. Like, I'll be on your hotline. Like, what you got going on?
Yeah.
On some shit. Don't get me wrong. I ain't gonna overplay my hands.
Now, let's dive into the communication thing. Cause I feel like people don't know how to communicate.
They don't.
Because they was never in homes where they learned communication.
They don't. Half of these motherfuckers got daddy problems, bro. Half of these motherfuckers got daddy problems, bro.
And that's fact.
Half of these motherfuckers got daddy problems, bro.
And they feel like the temper tantrum is the way to go. Bitch, you yell at me. I'm not trying to hear what the fuck you saying, because you could have talked to me in a respectful tone. If you have your issues, just you feel what I'm saying? You could have explained that to me in a calm tone. Because it's like once you raised the shit to there.
Well, fuck you.
Now I don't want to hear shit you said.
See what I'm saying? Now stick your little tongue out. Put that motherfucker back in.
That's on me. I'm trying to work on that.
So do you find
it be my mouth? It's just a little sleek.
Do you find yourself always getting like spoken to in the wrong manner?
No. It's not even that. Not that I feel like that, but I have been in a lot of conversations where it went left just because of the tone. Mm-hmm. I know me personally that sometimes, even though if I'm talking a certain way, I know my tone could really give off a different impression than how I speak. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes I might not have no energy, but we talking, I could be like, damn, nah, nah, nah. Mm-hmm. But my tone is like, damn, I'm not fucking with the fuck you talking about.
Like,
but I really
caps type shit.
I feel just like, yeah,
don't
basically
be loud all the time.
And it's not even no indictment on you, but it's just how what my energy left and what I'm putting out. So sometimes it's just the self-awareness. That's what I'm trying to learn. Because my tone be all over the place. Because I might talk to you crazy the whole time. Just think I love you. Where you going? Why you on the other side of the bed?
You're sick.
You so fucking toxic, bro.
What you mean?
That was sick.
And that's your fucking problem, right?
Whoa, what you mean?
That was a little red flag.
How was it a red flag?
Just a tad.
How?
It was just a tad.
I said I'm working on that.
Good.
I'm working to be better. Because I don't want to hurt your feelings. And now we at a point of disconnect.
At a point of disconnect. So, so you said a point of disconnect, right?
Point of disconnect.
What you
as a man. Mm-hmm.
This is killing me as a man.
As a man.
Yes, because for real.
As a man, dog.
Yeah.
Can you accept your own red flags?
Yeah, you got to.
But do you always?
No, it be hard because it's like, damn.
That was on me that time.
That was on me. You feel what I'm saying? And it's like, damn, you be like, now I have come to the point sometimes where I be like, well, I'm the bigger person because I know I was in the wrong. If you can't see your wrong, then how the fuck I'm going to be mad at you for not seeing your wrongs and I can't face mine? You feel what I'm saying? Because at that point, what the fuck is we doing here? We wasting each other's time at that point. Because if it's no room for growth, what are we doing? What are we doing here?
How long do you give a person to grow, though? After you've talked to them. And you feel me? And
so,
y'all been going through the same
thing. So let me ask you this. So you mean like, so say we having the communication issues. Yeah. We're talking about communications. And I tell you, I don't like how you be speaking to me.
Not even just communication, but I'm saying in general, though. How long do you give a person to grow? Like
to grow, yeah. After we done had that conversation,
yeah,
I know it don't happen the next day.
Yeah, yeah, fact.
But it's about seeing progression.
That mic don't want you to win.
Ski. But if it's no progression, feel what I'm saying? Like if I'm not seeing your ass, I'm not seeing no progression. So timetable wise, I can't really put a timetable on it because I know everybody grow different. You feel what I'm saying? But if I see your ass, goddamn, if I told you, if I told you I like my sandwich cut diagonal, your ass keep cutting that shit in half. 3 months after we done already talked about it, yeah, and I'm a film type of way. But that's just being funny. But it just showing that you care, because if you dealing with somebody and y'all done had a conversation about certain things and they don't show no change toward that certain thing and it's affecting you and you done spoke about it, then that person don't need to be around you.
What's your red flags though, bro?
What's mine?
Yeah.
Damn. I gotta ponder on that because I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna say. I'm gonna ponder on that because my red flags, people might say something about my red flags, but it might not be a red flag in my eyes.
I'm not
right. I'm real. I'm gonna break it down because I've been told that, oh, you're friendly, but if damn. But if that's my personality, is that really like you? What you mean by that? Hold on, because now I need to know.
I mean, because yeah, that's your personality. It's one thing to be friendly, but then it's like certain instances where it'd be like, okay, bro,
you did too much.
Yeah,
and I understand that now. It's figuring out where to draw that red line. Like, you know what I'm saying? That line.
You know when to draw that motherfucking line, Mr. Frilly.
No, but that's what I'm saying. I'm saying
saying, though.
Yeah.
In general.
I feel
When people stay friendly, it don't necessarily have to do with, yes, you're a nice person. You can speak and conversate with anybody. You can talk to anybody.
Yeah.
But, like, when it get to a point where folks you getting side-eyed, that's when it's like, yeah. Friendly. That's friendly. Yeah.
Okay.
Don't look at me, nigga. This is about you and your friendly ass. Don't look at me.
Damn. He just trying to see what your input
was. I'm figuring out where you at on the conversation. Where you?
God damn.
See, that's why niggas can't have no conversations. What's your red flags? Mister, what's your red flag? What's your red flag?
Mister Truth Teller.
Mister, I'll smack a hoe.
Yeah. With the front and the back.
The follow through.
Better come correct if you're coming.
Watch out.
I ain't gonna cap. I ain't gonna lie, bro. Let me. Shit got real.
Shit got real.
I ain't gonna lie. I feel like
ain't on cap. I really don't. I ain't gonna lie, bro. I know I ain't perfect. I know I ain't no perfect ass nigga, but I really don't know. Not off the top of my head on some shit. Really.
What has motherfuckers said to you that you've heard?
Probably just that I'm crazy.
Okay.
What you laughing for?
No, because
nigga, this shit real.
Mm-mm. Red flag.
This ain't no red flag, but you just ain't about to play with a nigga, though.
Yeah.
But crazy is one thing.
That ain't no crazy, though. That ain't crazy. I'm not no motherfucker that'll pull up to your house all times of the night. I'm not no motherfucker that'll goddamn blow your phone up all throughout the day. I'm not no motherfucker that'll goddamn just be stalking you and you know what I'm saying, and hounding you. But mm-hmm. I'm let you know how I feel, and I'm going to let you know what I would do in the situation.
Right.
But goddamn, how you take that is how you take that. Don't get me wrong now. I do accept my, you know what I'm saying, accountability on some shit.
Have you done some crazy shit before?
Duh.
Okay.
Damn right. Fuck you talking about?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? Love will make you do stupid shit. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? Love will make you go out here, you know what I'm saying, and just lose it all, bro. Just forget about it all and just, you know what I'm saying, and just be locked in on doing crazy shit, bro. That's why I told y'all, everybody got their point where they just turned delusional.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But don't get me wrong.
Also go back to the point of you can't just be putting it on folks how you putting it on them.
You damn, and you're right. And you're right. But.
Everybody.
But.
Boys and the girls.
But.
You got to hold back. You can't go all the way at 100.
People are really crazy for real. And if you do that one little thing.
But look though, bro.
It's over.
But you can't. A lot of people. Bro, listen. Let me talk to the people in the camera. People need to stop trying to find love in other people.
Nah, for real.
That they can't. That they still looking for in one significant person.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? Ooh. Motherfuckers will be expecting a certain type of love from one individual their whole life and never get it, and go throughout the rest of their life expecting that same type of love from another motherfucker.
Ooh.
Or expecting another motherfucker to still do the same kind of shit. You can't go through your whole life expecting that, bro.
No.
You can't go through your whole life doing it. You feel what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, everybody is different. Everybody is different, bro.
So let me ask you, because I'm...
What's up?
So you saying like you can't look for a certain love that you have from somebody else out of one situation into another?
You can't.
Okay, I feel
you can't.
Yeah,
can't. You lost. So, okay. Hey, if
I've seen something that said men only find a soulmate or true love once, and after that they just be
looking for that person and everybody else.
Not even looking for that person and everybody else, but they only really fall in love for real once.
Yeah.
That's what the internet said. I don't know how true that is. I don't know how y'all feel about that, but that's what they said.
Mm-hmm. How you feel about that?
Yeah, you see me smiling. I don't got nothing to say. But I mean, don't get me wrong.
Bro, honestly,
listen, I only take this
in 2023. Motherfuckers slap love and in love on anything.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
who's to know if we've been loved for real or if we've loved for real?
Right.
When you really think about it,
because
we know what that alarm means.
Stop. Dude,
because it's been a while since we heard that alarm.
Fuck you.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Boys and girls.
I'm about to start cutting that bitch off. I hate you.
You see what that.
At least you know your ring on.
I ain't gonna say what I want to say.
No, it's not. Actually, I turned it down.
You see how she threw it at me like that? You see what that birth control make a bit do? It make a bit go crazy. I moved the mic away. They can't hear me. I moved the fucking mic away, bro. Damn.
Fuck you.
You can't hear me?
Fuck you.
We heard you.
Hand my pillow back.
Nigga.
Hand my pillow, please. Thanks.
But you see how people do though, bro.
I don't give a fuck.
Oh, damn. I done missed.
Boy, I'm nervous over here in the midst of these motherfuckers. Boy, I just...
But on some real shit though, bro, like... If people was to take accountability for their actions, their actual actions,
yeah,
it'd be a lot more peace.
Getting along, peace and harmony.
Yeah. It'd be a lot more closure.
I think.
Fuck closure. I ain't never need no closure. My closure is getting the fuck up out of there.
Yeah. I know that shit, right?
With anybody.
Do y'all think people be, like, because I feel like when people be answering, they don't be answering to understand. They just be answering to answer. You feel what I'm saying? Like, if we trying to resolve something or talking to whatever, they don't really talk to understand where the hell you coming from. They talk to get their point across or to win. Mm-hmm. Man, if we locked in, man, ain't no winning. It's trying to get to that understanding. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And motherfuckers be lost. Motherfuckers be lost. Motherfuckers don't even know what they want from themselves. How the hell they supposed to know what they want from you? You know what I'm saying? So it's
nah,
like,
for real.
That's the thing, though, dog. Once you lost in the sauce, you lost in the sauce. It's hard to get up out of the. You feel what I'm saying? Like, and that's the thing. People lose focus. People lose track. Ooh. You feel what I'm saying?
People get a little boyfriend and girlfriend for you. Feel me? It's about them. And at the end of the day, you gotta put you first.
You feel what I'm saying? You gotta put you first, bro. Just because you with somebody, bro, male or female, bro, just because you with somebody, or no matter how long you've been with that person, that don't mean you just supposed to accept, you know what I'm saying, different shit from that person, bro. Like,
fact.
You gotta stand true to who you is and stand true to your morals. Yeah. You feel what I'm saying? Cause motherfuckers will be in a relationship. Motherfuckers will be in a relationship for a whole year, 2, 3, 4 years type shit. And accept the fact that somebody just, and accept the fact that their significant other just treated them wrong. Or you know what I'm saying? Or disregard the fact that a motherfucker just cheated on them. You know what I'm saying? Or just basically disrespect them type shit.
Yeah.
It's like, you gotta stand firm to who you is, dog.
But this the thing, some people, They'll be with somebody and they'll change their whole personality around that person.
Yeah.
You ever seen a person just like who they with, they different around because they don't know like who they is.
Yeah, so it's
like, if I know who I am, even though I'm with you, I'm gonna be myself still. But if I have to be different to be around you, then that sound like somebody.
But it's a lot of that around. That go on, dog. It's a lot of that, though.
It is.
Motherfuckers act different around each other every day. Mm. Motherfuckers, every single day. Motherfuckers just out here acting different around each other, bro. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Every day. Every single day. Don't nothing change it. And a motherfucker won't fix their actions until you pick up on their shit. Mm. But you got to be on your P's and Q's before a motherfucker even get to acting funny with you.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? You all come and say you gotta stay ready, so you gotta get ready, dog. Mm. You gotta expect any kind of bullshit can come your way. So you already know how to prepare for that shit.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Just because you're in a relationship with a motherfucker, don't mean that your spot is secure. Not for real. Just because you a girlfriend or you a boyfriend at the time, don't mean that that's your wife or that's your husband in the future.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers be in an illusion, not delusion. Motherfuckers be in an illusion. Mm. The fact that goddamn, just because they done settled down for that moment, or cause they didn't think they found their person,
right,
that this is gonna be it. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. It ain't never gave that. It ain't never gave that, bro. Like, it ain't never gave that, bro.
So you can't really expect that if it's gotta make it make sense. Man. I seen this thing where someone talked about. He was like, that sometimes, you know how they say opposites attract. He was saying sometimes.
Ain't no way I'm a lying ass nigga. Ain't no way I'm a lying ass.
Ain't no way.
Ain't no way I'm a lying ass.
So he was saying that sometimes you can attract your worst nightmare, right? So say you a giver. Sometimes being a giver and have a good heart, you can attract someone that's a taker, take.
Yeah,
do y'all think that happens?
Though, I have a healing spirit and I don't fuck with that shit. That shit got to go on, but it been.
It's like motherfuckers only come to you when they healing, when they going through the shit.
I've just picked up on a lot of things. Or it's like reflecting. Am I reflecting on the last month or two or three? And yeah, like, I feel as though I have a healing spirit and I don't fuck with it.
Yeah.
Because I'm not in the business to heal everybody.
And that's why you got to protect your peace and your energy.
Yes, am.
You feel what I'm saying?
Am.
You always, that's some shit you always got to do, dog.
But.
And that, and the thing is, motherfuckers will look back at this video and think, I'm just talking about relationships. I'm talking about friendships. I'm talking about family.
Nah,
family, for real.
I'm talking about anything. Anybody. Especially family.
These are general statements.
No, for
you
real.
You feel what I'm saying?
Facts.
Family be the ones that motherfucking especially, get up on you the most.
Especially.
Before a relationship.
Because they know your heart. And they know, like, oh, cuz, you wouldn't do it like that. You finna get done like that. You keep coming to me in the bad moments because you know my heart good.
Yeah. And that's why I say, bro, you gotta, at some point, you gotta
put your foot in.
You gotta put yourself first.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Definitely.
You gotta put, and I hate the fact that sometimes people find this shit out the hard way, but they still eventually found it out. But you gotta put yourself first in a lot of situations.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times you just accepting shit because you don't want to hurt that person's feelings, or you don't want to goddamn cause, you know what I'm saying, cause a confusion between you and that other person.
Yeah.
But sometimes that shit need to be said. It needs to be that moment.
The boundary need to be set, because if you don't set the boundary at some point, you going to get lost in where the lines blur. They gonna be blurred for a long time, because
most definitely.
If I'm in a fucked up position and I know you going to help me, if I'm fucked up, you done became a crutch without noticing. And you like, damn, why you can't never call me when you good? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you.
Yeah.
Man, call 911.
When you gonna ask if I need some help?
You feel me? Man, no, you got it. No, I ain't got it. Because if I tell you no once at a time, you're not going to keep coming back to me for help. So then I never hear you from you again.
That's how you know.
Damn.
It's cold world out here, dog.
It's cold as fuck. It's cold as hell. And they don't even offer you a blanket.
They don't offer you no blanket, bro.
Nigga, you be cold. You ever go to somebody's house, they fall asleep without giving you no blanket.
Mm.
Now you
under the pillow.
Now you got the.
Oh, you feel what I'm saying?
You balled up. Damn, they put the couch on top of you.
You feel what I'm saying? You done pulled the. Damn, that's life.
That's life, though.
That's life.
I hate it. I'm sick of it. It's Aggie.
Huh? Don't say that. Don't say you sick of it, though.
I am.
You sick of life?
Nah, for real. Because if I woke up like
Neo,
me
being sick of life don't mean I want to end it. I'm just sick of it.
If I was Neo in Matrix, and I wake up from life, right?
Yeah,
I'm gonna smack everybody around. Cause why the fuck y'all let me go through that? Y'all let me get in that machine and live this life shit. Mm-mm. All the trials and tribulations.
Let me live this life. I'm trying to be rich like the influencers.
You feel me?
It's cool though. Hey, I'm young and turned. I'm young and turned.
Suck
and
shit.
If young and turned to her.
To the max.
What?
To the east.
What?
What? It's the way of life.
It is, though. But I ain't mad at the cards I was dealt, because I'm on a pretty straight and narrow path for my age. I don't give a fuck.
Talk
about
that,
none
shit.
Of that shit.
Absolutely.
But that's all that matters, though. That's all it comes down to at the end of the day.
I got me.
You feel what I'm saying?
Gotta have
me. A lot of folks can't say that.
They really can't. Motherfuckers be lost and stay there. With that being said,
you know, I had a conversation with my people earlier today, like, getting some hair today takes the stress away.
Make sure y'all like, comment, and subscribe.
Yeah, we're gonna end it on that note, just like that.
Yeah.
Think about this shit, bro. Think about this shit, bro. Hair today keeps the stress away. Think about that shit, bro. Think about it, bro.
It might have some validity, because you done ever got some before you go to work. You done did the best work. You ain't never worked a day in your life. Like, you'll go to work, but you don't work when you there. You go there happy with a different mindset.
What you making all them facial expressions for?
Because now you doing everybody's job. You do
all of them. That's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? I come in, huh? Where you going today? Really?
Yeah, the janitors need help.
You know what I'm saying?
I can pick up a broom.
Shit.
I came here to work, boss.
And see, that's what I mean, though.
I'm talking about, I'm watching the clock before. I ain't never late to break. Shit. Oh, it's time to go to break.
Really?
Is that time already?
Exactly.
Wow.
Let me tell you something.
Today is going by fast. Like, you might be on the zone. You might be on the zone.
We about to end this shit.
We got to, because
let me tell y'all something.
Let me tell y'all something.
If you know your significant other, right, is having a stressful day, got a lot of burden on his or her shoulders, just always remember, like I just said, another day keeps the stress away. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when you get in your mold, just shut the fuck up.
These the new philosophers.
Yeah, I'm God.
That's what they say now.
Yeah.
In 2023.
Yeah, you're damn right.
Yeah.
When you want to talk shit, just shut up. When you think you right, just shut up. Keep the stress away.
Okay.
Keep the, you feel me?
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
He ain't got no stress because he's smoking Pacific Sensei.
Exactly.
And that's what I'm smoking too. We ain't smoking no Tuka. We on Pacific Sensei. And you can be too. And you can be too. They got gummies, pre-rolls, gas.
Fucking Tuka.
I don't know nothing about that.
Nigga, this ain't no fucking Chirac. Nigga, this is goddamn North Carolina, nigga. We don't know about no goddamn Tuka.
Nothing.
I'm just letting them know.
Nothing at
all.
What
a fine. Stress-free living. So make sure y'all like, comment, subscribe. Tune in to everything we posting. Man, you heard what Naju said. Another day. Headaches away.
That's not what I said.
Say it one more time, then.
Another day keeps the stress away. You feel what I'm saying? If you ain't having no motion, get some motherfucking motion. If you ain't got no money, get some motherfucking money. Why are you looking at her, bro?
Why are you looking at her, bro?
I'm looking at my phone.
Why are you looking at her, bro? If you ain't got no money, get some motherfucking money. You feel me?
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? If you ain't got no motion, get some motherfucking motion. Y'all motherfuckers be out here with Glocks and guns. Ass be stinking. Be musty.
What else?
Come on now.
What else?
Come on now, bro. Motherfuckers be having all kind of designer on. Be dustier than a motherfucker.
Yeah.
What you doing with your life?
Designer on, hoes in they drawers.
Neck black.
Hoes in they drawers. What you doing? What you doing, bro? But do you like, comment, subscribe.
Share.
Tap into After Hours. I'm telling you, they going crazy right now.
Have,
if you have not seen After Hours yet, go subscribe to the channel. They is on the channel. They going crazy. It's a movie. It's a lot of motion right now.
Okay.
And if you ain't got no motion, get some motherfucking motion. If you broke.